Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 April 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Our guest tonight, a gentleman I love having on, his name is Jerry Barrett. He took over for Tex Myers, and Tex went on Beneath the Lord and ran the Power of Prophecy and doing a great job on it. And he's always a blast to have on. Me and him think so much alike, it's almost scary. But anyway, we'll bring up a minute before we do that, to have a few announcements to make. Tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, will be in the office all day tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. If you want to call and talk to us, just say hi or whatever. We'd love to hear from you. And I do mean that, seriously. Tomorrow, if you'll make a donation, order a product, or maybe the order of the space we've been offering for the last few weeks on American Prophecy, along with the book, The New Jerusalem, Not the Old Jerusalem, and the outline I use to get that lesson out of, folks, $25 will get it all to you. So if you want to call Mark or order that, that'll be fine. We'll be here. And, of course, along with it, we have other products like the Strauss products. But, by the way, my brother called me this morning. My brother is a year and a half younger than me. He's been having, he was in stage 2 kidney failure. He started taking the Strauss kidney drops, I'm thinking 6 months, 8 months ago. Went back to the doctor, his kidneys are completely well. And I'm telling the truth. He'll be calling in one night to share his testimony. It actually cured his kidney problems. Strauss products do the job. That's my own brother. His name is Richard, but I've always called him Dick, so that's my own brother. And don't forget that we're going to be sending out next Thursday the Minuteman magazine. If you have access to an internet, to an email, email me and say I want the magazine. It's no charge. It's always 50 to 60 pages long. Packed with all kinds of information on all different topics. All I ask you to do is, if you like it, pass it on to your list also. If you help us do that, we can reach thousands and thousands of people if you'll help us. But email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com, and I'll add you on the list to receive May's magazine. I can't believe that we're talking about May already, but we are. We'll be halfway through a year before we know it. But if you want to receive the Minuteman magazine, no charge, online, just let me know that, okay? You can call tomorrow if you want to give your address. We don't care. We want you to have it. I've already mentioned a teaching that I've been offering the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I don't want you to forget that, folks. This teaching is so vitally important, it's hard to believe. It's really, until you see it, you won't understand what I've been trying to tell you. And don't forget, I've been telling you the last few nights that sometime within a month and a half, 2 months, this program will start being pre-recorded. Our producer's got to have some time off. He works from 6:30 in the morning to midnight every night. He can't do that forever. So we're going to start pre-recording the program during the day and playing it that night. So the toll-free number I have open right now for callers will end sometime soon. We'll still have the same broadcast, same time, just it'll be pre-recorded all the time. So keep that in mind. And also, Art in PA, if you're listening, I've been trying to call you now for 3 or 4 days. have a gentleman that said he thought he could help you with your situation. If I get a hold of you, I give you his phone number. So Art in PA, if you still need help, call me in the office tomorrow because I can't get a hold of you. And I'll give you the name of a gentleman named Jake who said he could probably help you. All right? Don't forget that. Do call us. I mean, if you do call me if you need help, I'll do what I can. But just call me because your phone either isn't working well, you don't have a voicemail set up on it yet, so I can't leave a message. But we definitely want you to help you if we can. That's what the people out here are trying to do. So just please call me tomorrow, Art. We'll take care of that. Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Jerry Barrett. And I'm going to tell you what, folks, you're in for a treat. I love talking to Jerry. You know, he's from Texas, but he's a hillbilly, too. He talks like one, he acts like one, he eats like one, so he's a pretty good fellow in my mind. And I really enjoyed talking to him because I knew Tex Mars for a lot of years. Tex was a man of God that loved researching and writing the truth. He wrote some very powerful books that made a lot of people angry. And I found that today that Jerry made a gentleman angry because he comes on my program and I'm not a trumpeteer. Made this guy very mad at Jerry because I won't support neither one of the candidates because both of them are evil. But nonetheless, Jerry, I appreciate you taking abuse by being on this program. Thank you.
It is always a pleasure, brother. I love chatting with you, and it doesn't matter if it's just on the phone or on the show or on my show. It's just always so refreshing. And, you know, that brings me to a comment that a woman gave me a couple of years ago when first time she heard you on my show, and she said, "Jerry, every time you talked, I could hear you smiling while you were talking to Pastor Butch." Well, how can you not? I mean, well, it is such a joy. And you know, honestly, Pastor Butch, we're lucky that we can fellowship with each other. We can commiserate. And
yes.
We can be there to help each other. And
it's a shame we're so far apart. It's a shame we're far apart.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good. It might be a good thing if we weren't, probably be in jail.
Marsha Jean would have us strung up.
Yeah, that's right.
And I know Leslie would be right there with her pulling the other end of the rope. We would be in big trouble.
But, yeah, but, I like talking to you because over most of the things we see eye to eye, and the things we don't, we still love each other and understand nobody agrees on everything. Like I tell people all the time, I've been married almost 53 years, and I disagree with Marsha a lot over the years. But she's such a good cook, I can't run her off.
So. Amen to that.
So we made together that long. But, you know, we do laugh a lot and we joke a lot, but things are really are heating up in this country and around the world. We're seeing so many things happen, and I think you feel like I do. I'm convinced World War III has already started. I'm convinced of that. It's just one push of a button somewhere that ignites the whole world into a hellish fire. That's all I can say. It's coming. We know it is. I mean, Israel's totally trying to eliminate everyone out there that had anything to do with Gaza, whether it's innocent or not, they don't care. So that's spreading in the Middle East. And we now know that France wants to send troops to Ukraine. Russia said don't do it. And if we continue down that road, Russia has warned us that this will lead to nuclear war. We're seeing this thing heat up. We're seeing our own country literally disassemble before our eyes with factions fighting everywhere. And the politicians, the ones that we have running for office, are the sickest group of any bunch of people that I think I've ever had the unprivilege of hearing about in my lifetime. I can't believe what's set before us is to be the cream of the crop in this nation. May God judge our nation righteously because we deserve all we got. But look what we've had in office for the last, well, I'm 75 years old. I can't name anyone that stuck to what their word that they were going to do and got in office and do what's right. I just can't say it. None that I know of. But look what's happened over the last four or five elections. Look what we've got. I mean, look, Obama. Of course, before that, we had Clinton. Now we got Biden. Bush were much better. I'm just saying, we watch our nation be unraveled by people who are supposed to be the cream of the crop in America. We are in bad trouble, aren't we?
We are in dire straits. And you're right. I think that Donald Trump did some good things, but I wouldn't trust him to babysit my grandchildren.
No way.
I wouldn't trust anybody in D.C. And, you know, the sad thing is the Bible tells us that we're supposed to respect our leaders because they're anointed by God. But in this country, we have stepped so far away from any semblance of a biblical life that, and I don't blame Christians. If I thought I could win, I would run just to see who else I could make mad. But you can't find a true Christian that wants to deal with the snakes that are in the swamp.
Well, you can't find most pastors behind the pulpit, most churches that won't deal with anything.
Well, you know, therein lies part of the problem.
That's really the base of the problem. I'm gonna read two verses of scripture that our brother Daryl in PA asked me to read to honor Gary and Donna Roba out of Arizona. This is Psalms 82, and this fits into what we're talking about. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. We haven't done that, brother. We've allowed them to kill 100 million babies in the womb. I read a speech today. It's called the Confederate Gettysburg Address. You ever read that?
No, I have not.
It's fairly long, written by a pastor named Gerald Doe, G-I-R-A-R-D-E-A-U. I'm probably butchered her name. But he was a pastor. They said Reverend Gerald Doe. And this speech was several pages long. And folks, you can still have this if you want it. If you receive the magazine, you'll have it next month. If you don't, you need to get a copy of this speech, the Gettysburg Address, the Confederate Gettysburg Address, and how the income tax was brought in just about 40, 50 years later. Folks, it ties together. It ties together. But he wrote this in a way that I had to really stop and think of some of the words he used, because he doesn't speak with the limited vocabulary that we have today. He doesn't do that. This guy spoke in words and meanings that we have to research to understand. But he pled the cause of the South and what they were trying to stand for. But he said some things that got me thinking. He said one of the things that they said the South's cause could still live if the people will live with the virtues they say they have. If they won't tolerate the destruction of their virtues and the morals that they believe in. But we have. He said more or less, if you love wealth and peace more than you love the virtues that we value in this nation, in the South, you lose it all. Your children will pay for it. And he was right, brother. He was absolutely right. We can claim how much we love freedom and liberty, but every time we bow down to the wicked rulers of this nation and let them proceed their wicked ways, destroying our children's minds and souls and public food systems, destroying unborn babies, I mean, take us into unjust wars, as long as we tolerate that, how dare we say we're righteous? Is that a fair statement?
That's a completely fair statement. You know, it's funny, you bring this up, and the article I wrote for our main newsletter is about taking responsibility. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their actions anymore. And it, you know, I grew up, my dad was in the Air Force, and I grew up with discipline. I know you did too, brother.
Oh, yes.
And today, the worst thing that happens is they take a electronic device away from this child. And then you read about what's happening in these public school systems, as you call them. They're assaulting teachers who take away cell phones from students.
Yes.
Because
yes.
We're not accountable. We have no respect for each other. And there's no repercussions for the evil that is put out there by these people.
Well, that's another one. Another thing we let slide in this country is judgment and justice. There was a time, and this is biblical, and it was constitutional, and it was absolutely right for many years. Murderers got the death penalty. Rapists got the death penalty. Sexual perverts got the death penalty. Today we embrace it. Today we tolerate it. Today we excuse them. I don't care, and blacks, whites, who they are. But it seems like the blacks taking a pass on a lot of this, and I'm not just picking on them, it's true. But the justice system is so perverted today that justice is very seldom ever done. As the Bible says, justice is falling in the streets. It's no longer available to people that deserve justice and the death for what they've done. Guns were available by catalog when I was a boy. I remember Dad ordering a pistol and a rifle or something out of a catalog when I was a little boy. You order from Montgomery Ward. Just order them, send them money, and they sent the gun back to you. No background checks, no nothing. And we took guns to school. That's the truth. But there was never one mass shooting and zero shooting in the schools. What happened?
None.
Was it the gun's fault, or did the church let down the standard?
Yes, exactly right. You know, my dad got one from Sears and Roebuck.
Yeah.
Yep. Right out the catalog. And I graduated in the early 80s. I graduated in 1981, and there were probably 20 pickup trucks in the high school parking lot with 30-06, 12-gauge, and a 22 or a deer rifle, like a 243, locked and loaded in the back window of these trucks.
Yep.
And we had fights. I mean, we had knockdown, drag-out fights. But we didn't have guns. We didn't have knives. And when the teacher came out there and said, break it up, we stopped.
And it didn't because the guns weren't available. They were right there. It wasn't because the boys didn't carry pocket knives. We did. But we didn't dare pull that on somebody. If you had a fist fight, you had a fist fight. But you didn't try to kill somebody because of that. That's a whole different attitude. The nation has lost its moral ideas, its moral precepts of how to build a nation. But if you can't build a single life with a moral basis, how are you going to build a family? How are you going to build a church? How are you going to build a nation without moral concepts that never change?
Amen.
So
when the pastors became such lukewarm, money-making divas. And that's what they were in the late 60s. To avoid the draft, they went to seminary so that they could hide from the draft, not have to go to Vietnam. And then when they got out, well, I'd make a career out of this. And then you see what blew up with Jim and Tammy Faye and the Crouches and Kenneth Copeland and Benny Hinn.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And all the fame and the fortune and the name of claim it. And all of a sudden, man, I can get filthy rich. I don't have to believe in God. I can fake it. Fake it till you make it. And that's what they've done. And it has trickled down because the guys that got away from having to serve in Vietnam took over the seminaries. They got their PhD and they were able to run the seminaries, and think that the bastardization of Christianity became the focal point. That's when they started throwing in the NIV and the ESV and the NKJV and all of these vile Bibles that have altered God's word. And we know what it says in Revelation about changing one little bit by adding or subtracting from God's word. I don't want to be in that group.
No,
but
no,
they
sir.
Have wholeheartedly accepted this. And now, honestly, Pastor Butch, if you go to a church today, if they'd let you in the door.
they don't invite me in very much.
I know it. And that's part of the problem. But if you were to walk into a church and you look down each pew, you might see if there's 50 people in the church, you might see 10 Bibles. And all but maybe two or three will be different. How, if you can't speak the same language, how can you understand God's word?
I agree. I totally agree. And that the newer versions actually pervert the word of God, they change the word of God. But you see, you just said, you know, when this, back in the 60s especially, I lived through the 60s. I saw the change in the country, but I was just a boy, a young man. I had no idea what it meant, and I wasn't necessarily against it because I was young and red-blooded, and I like girls and all that stuff. But now that I look back on that, I can see the results of that. If you want to see the example of the results of that, look who's in the White House. How's that for a good result? I mean, look at the first homosexual in the White House under Obama, and a transgender named Michelle. That's the fruit of the times in the 60s, especially when things started changing. That's a fruit, and we deserve what we got, Jerry. I hate to say that, but we deserve what we got.
That's a fact.
You know, and it's amazing that Joan Rivers actually said right out in public that they knew that Michelle was a transgender, and about a month later she was dead. That wasn't a coincidence.
It's funny how that happens.
Yeah, that, it is, yes. It really is. A very simple surgery she can get out of it. So, folks, we are reaping what we have sown. You say, well, preacher, I didn't reap it. If you didn't stand against it and speak up, you're as guilty as the ones who promoted the whole thing at first. You're guilty as the one who committed the crime. If you're not standing against it, you're standing for it. There's no neutral in this battle. There's no neutral. Either you're for Christ or against Christ. Isn't that what he said?
Yes, sir.
And if you're against him, you're Antichrist. That's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. That's it. And this country, sadly, Pastor Butch, is full of Antichrist. It just seeps out of everybody's pores, man. I read an article today. Well, I read the headline, and I just couldn't bring myself to read it. But like 17 reasons why the church today has reduced memberships. Well,
okay.
When you allow different versions of Bibles into the church, and you allow homosexuals to be elders in the church, you know, all you're doing is opening the door for Satan to come in, and he is, doubt me not, he is running what's going on in these churches, and the people are so apathetic and blind that they don't realize that they have sold their soul to Satan.
That's true.
And it's just we're in dire straits. I cannot repeat that enough. We are in dire straits, and I've talked with Pastor Chuck Baldwin about this too. Until we get some spine back in the pastor, and we start talking about damnation and not following God's rules. And Jesus said, my yoke is light.
Yes.
It's not like you're out there slaving in the field every day like an oxen. His yoke is light, but you have to be willing to put it on. And sadly, you hear, we saved 75,000 this weekend. Did you really? Now, personally, if I was there and I saved one, that's a victory. So maybe they got one, five, ten, and that's a victory. But you got to keep working on the rest of them. You can't mealy mouth it, and you can't go milk toast. You got to go all in.
You have to wonder, too. I did a teaching, I preached this a couple of times, but I wrote an article about it, easy believism. Were they really saved? Did they really repent? Without repentance, no salvation. Or did they just come to the front and shake the preacher's hand and say, okay? I mean, I've seen that. I've seen it in the churches I pastored, that before I knew exactly what was going on, easy believism. Walk up front, kneel down, say, I'm sorry, get up, and you're all right. You're going to baptize, you become a member of the church. And that is not salvation. The Bible tells us, Brother Jerry, that unless you're a new creature on the inside, you're still the same old creature, period. Is that not Bible?
That is a fact. You know, I relate that to, because growing up, I had friends that were Methodists and Baptists, and I didn't have any Pentecostals, but a lot of Catholics in the town I grew up in, and they would talk about going to confession. And I'm, what? Yeah, we go to confession, we confess our sins to the priest, and then we take communion on Sunday. But what do you do the rest of the week? Oh, we go like hell. What? So let me get this straight. So you drink and you cavort and you fornicate and you lie and you cheat and you steal from Sunday night till Saturday night, then you go in and you absolve all the ills that you did, and Sunday you're blessed again and you can take communion, and then when you walk out the door, you can start all over again. You know, the Bible doesn't tell us to keep sinning.
No, it doesn't.
If you repent, if you truly repent, then you don't want to do that anymore.
Repentance brings a change of heart. And if that doesn't happen, you're not born again. That didn't mean you're perfect. You're still going to mess up. But if you don't have a desire to live what's right and feel guilty if you don't, you're not born again. That's about as simple as old hillbilly can put it. That's just the way it is.
That's redneck reason to me.
This is what I see in most places I've been today. And I also see the casual way people dress when you go to the church nowadays. Women wearing Levi's with holes all over them, and they just go in there like, and the casualness of the way they treat the sanctuary of God, it's like they're going home and sit and watch TV. There's no respect, it seems, for the house of God anymore. And that lies from behind the pulpit, obviously. It breaks my heart to walk into a place where we're going to church, but the church dresses like the world and acts like the world, even brings drinks and food into the sanctuary, just like they would watching TV at the house in the front room. There's something wrong with that. Something wrong with that.
Well, most of them are just showing up for the show.
That's very true. That's very true. They truly are. It's got to be.
It's entertainment. It's infotainment. I'll say it that way. Infotainment. So you may get a little bit of the message, but it's watered down. It's lukewarm. But, you know, I feel kind of bad. But, hey, you know, they brought out those singers and the dancers, and they was all over the stage, and music was great. And, man, it was a spectacle to see. And I feel so much better having gone.
That's true. Yeah, I learned a long time ago, you don't run on feelings. If you do, you're in for a very rude awakening. Feelings are the most undependable and unreliable things you have in your life, and they will destroy you. I mean, what's the Bible say? But we always, people say, well, follow your heart. Oh, really? The Bible tells me my heart's deceitful beyond measure. I mean, I can't even control it most time. So I'm going to follow my heart. If I do that, I'll be in hell next week. I mean, don't give me that stuff by following your heart. But that's what we're taught today. It doesn't work that way. It's either God's laws. Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, do you think he meant all the commandments or just the ones we pick up we want to keep?
Well, you go into church today and it's, well, you know, I'm not going to do that one. You know, I'll ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. Hang on through the break. A lot more talk about folks. Phone call next half hour. 844-769-2944. Welcome to call in, share your thoughts, ask questions. I know what we're saying tonight rattles people's cages, but folks, I'm not here to tickle ears. I'm here to tell the truth, and so is Brother Jerry. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we're back and the phone lines are open tonight. I hope you want to join our conversation, by the way. And next Wednesday night, I'll be doing something I don't get to do very often. I'll be on there by myself. It's going to be open lines for everybody to call in, share their thoughts. I'll be sharing some thoughts and hope some maybe some wisdom with some things. And just ask you to join me, because, folks, that's why we do this. This program is not about me at all. Prayerfully, it's all about glorifying our Father in heaven. But we're here to try to edify the church and to perhaps bless the people out there who are listening to this program so they understand that they're not alone. They're not insane. No matter what people tell you, we were discussing during the break about the COVID nonsense. And, well, if you don't take this vaccine, you don't love your country. You don't love your family. Bull! I didn't take it, and I'm seeing people that are sorry they did, but unfortunately, Jerry, there's still so much they're getting it, still getting COVID shots. Everything else. Had a lady that's a good friend of the family, had been for years. Her husband got pneumonia and some type flu all at once. She says, "I don't understand it." He's vaccinated against both of them. I didn't say a word. It was on texting my wife. I didn't try to say, "Well, no wonder, dummy. He took the poison." But well, he got pneumonia and this flu, and he's vaccinated against both of them. How can that be? Well, duh. These people are, I think, highly intelligent. Why can't they see through this farce?
They have been programmed. You know, you turn on the nightly news, and I reported this a long time ago. 75% of each nightly news broadcast is financed by Big Pharma.
That's true.
That's why.
Watch a commercial. You see that.
All the propaganda that they put out there. And how many people catch it at the end Side effects include instant death, heart attacks, catching the flu, catching pneumonia, high blood pressure. Why would you take something that's going to do that to you? You know, but they make it look so great with all the pictures and all the happy people, and they're smiling and dancing. You know, they got that one chubby chick that's singing about some diabetes drug, and she's taking this, and it makes me feel so good. And then you hear all the side effects, but she's sung and danced through the whole commercial, and now you're singing the song and you're dancing yourself because they uplifted you. I like what you see in the churches today. It uplifted me. It didn't teach me nothing, but by gosh, I feel good.
Well, it's emotions. I felt better. I went to church and I felt better. It's all about emotions. You know, if you go to the house of God and you don't live with a stronger conviction, live for Him, you didn't get what you needed. I'm not saying that you have to feel bad that the preacher preached made you feel bad. That's not the point. But if you don't leave there with a stronger conviction than before you went in, you're not going to church. You're going to social club.
I call that churchianity.
Absolutely.
It's just churchianity. You're a pew sitter. You throw a couple of quarters off in the collection plate, or if you're rich, you threw in folded money. But you know, all of the propaganda that has been unleashed on the people—they buy these things. The flu, so-called vaccine. Back when I was early 20s, they came out with all these different flu vaccines every year. And it's going to be potent for the A strain that's supposed to be prevalent this winter. Well, invariably, it'd be a different strain, and people got the flu anyway. And now you start researching the truth about vaccines and sticking some foreign object into your body that's got poison like mercury, aluminum. Formaldehyde, these things are not good for your body.
A murdered baby cells.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's all part of this stuff that they're jabbing into your body. So I quit taking any kind of vaccine. And I tell you what, it really cemented my belief that these jabs were horrible during COVID.
I agree.
You know, Trump came out, we're going to develop these vaccines in warp speed. And if you didn't dig and look for truth that was eking out, it wasn't flowing like all the other propaganda, but it would eke out a little here, a little there. The trials were compromised. They stopped doing the trials because so many people died from the jab.
That's true.
What?
That's true.
And then you start seeing broadcasts and news headlines saying all these professional athletes, we're talking guys and girls in their 20s, peak physical condition, dropping dead on the field. And there's no explanation except one, what was in that jab. And, Biden's administration and the Department of Defense fired all of these soldiers because they declared they didn't want to take this jab. Well, now they come to find out that, well, they violated their rights. They're due a whole lot of money. Who's going to foot that bill? It ain't going to be Biden or Miley or anybody. Yeah. It's going to be you and me. And we keep putting these people in office, Pastor Bush. We keep putting the people that. year after year. We've got two here in Texas senators. Not a big fan of Ted Cruz, but I loathe John Cornyn. He is garbage, in my opinion. And, you know, talking about a buddy up in Pennsylvania, I was talking to another friend of mine from Pennsylvania, and I said, what's going on with Fetterman? Because he's actually starting to talk and make sense, because he's not hiding behind all the rhetoric that the Marxists are spewing that are on the loony left. Now, I don't agree with what John Fetterman does 99% of the time, but at least he's offering a different viewpoint from the propaganda that emanates from Schumer and Pelosi and Mad Maxine and AOC and all of them. Pastor Butch, I wouldn't spit on Congress if it's on fire. I'll tell you that.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I wouldn't either. I don't blame you. I might throw some gasoline on it.
Well, I don't want to get accused of arson, but I ain't going to do anything to defend it. You know, I mean, that, you know, you reap what you sow. And the Lord said the vengeance will be his.
Well, you know, and we're here to see, according to his word, we're here to see justice is done. We haven't done it for so long that we know what justice is. I'll make a comment here, and then I'm going to get to some phone calls here. I saw I was watching news this evening, and they were discussing the dangers of smoking. And I agree with that completely. I don't think super smoke is not good for you. But they had this overweight black lady on there. She said, growing up a gay teenager, I turned to smoking. And I thought, what? Well, why don't you say I grew up a sexual pervert? So I started smoking to calm my nerves because I knew I was doing something wrong. Why don't you word it that way? It's the truth. She grew up in a sexual perverted lifestyle that bothers so much she wants to start smoking to calm her nerves. Why don't you say it that way? I mean, I'm against smoking, but how come they get to hold up a sexual deviant individual and talk about how dangerous smoking is? I agree smoking is dangerous, but are we so far down the drain in the bottom of the barrel that we have to hold up sexual deviants to try to stop something that would make you sick? What's wrong with us, Brother Jerry? What's wrong with us?
Maybe the fact that you know in your heart of hearts that being a pervert, sexual pervert, goes completely against God's word. That's why you're nervous. And you know you've already condemned yourself to hell until you repent and get away from that lifestyle. I keep saying, you reap what you sow. If you want Amen. To do that disgusting stuff, and smoking just as bad, I grew up in a house of smokers. It wasn't until I got out of the house and started working for a guy that loathed cigarette smoke at the machine shop, and he wouldn't let anybody smoke in the shop. And all of a sudden, Pastor Butch, I'm going to tell you, my lungs cleared up.
Yep.
I was able to breathe better. And then I went back to a different shop, and it just reeked. And it's, I can't take this.
No, I understand that.
I love my mom, I love my dad, and I love spending time with them. But it was like pulling eye teeth to get me in their house because they both smoked. My dad smoked like a chimney. And it was in the walls. It was in the carpet. It was in the drapes. It was everywhere. And as soon as I got home, I changed. I got undressed. In the South, we call it naked. I got undressed in the garage so that I could throw those clothes in the washing machine before I came inside.
Absolutely.
And then I took a shower.
Yeah. You stink. You stink.
You do stink.
You know, that's just the way it is.
To blame cigarettes on your deviant sexual perversion is the pot calling the kettle black in my eyes.
Oh, at least. And, you know, the Bible said that the sin that you sin against self is fornication. You sin against your own body. Well, how much worse would it be to be a sexual pervert? Think about that. Wow. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Pastor Jerry. And by the way, folks, I spent a nice 10 minutes talking with Pastor Jerry earlier today. And I want to thank you, Pastor Butch, for reading that. By the way, the verses that Pastor Butch read there was, I believe, Psalm 82:3-4.
Yes.
And that's also the same thing, almost identically, is said also in Proverbs 24:11-12,
yep,
and Proverbs 31:8-9, and other places in the Bible, too, where God tells us to defend the helpless. And those that are being drawn away and taken to death, well, are not babies killed in their mother's womb being murdered? Are they not being taken away to death?
Yep.
And aren't we supposed to? Are we supposed to just sit there and not say anything? And that's why I wanted that verse, that passage dedicated to Gary and Donna Roby. And also, I'd like to mention we also have another person out there, Jeff White, and his wife and 11 children that are out there many times protesting on the behalf of life. So thank you for reading that, Pastor Butch.
You're welcome.
And I would like to tell everyone that it's important that we pray for people. And we need to pray for people like Gary and Donna Roby and Jeff White and his wife and 11 children, because they go out there on the street and people sometimes throw things at them, and they often make obscene gestures at them. People who have been out protesting for life have had who knows what kind of blood thrown on them, whether it's diseased blood or whatever. And so they risk their lives. And the pastors, like Pastor Butch Pond, Pastor Jerry Barrett, they're out there risking their lives too and their families. So please, everyone, it's important to pray for people. And I believe both of these pastors will agree with me 100%. The devil's on a full court press right now.
Amen.
And there's no reason for us not to be. So we need to be praying for those people that are out defending life. We need to be praying for the pastors that have the courage, like Pastor Butch and Pastor Jerry, to tell the truth about things that very soon will probably get people put in jail, probably very, very soon. And we're going to be like, I spent 26 years in the intelligence community working against the East German Stasi and the Russian KGB. And I can tell you, these people play dirty, and they play for keeps. And they do not hesitate for an instant to murder people. So I want everybody to please pray for your pastors, pray for the people out there speaking out for life. It's so important. And help Pastor Butch out a little bit with his program, because he's got some great products there, the Strohs that they sell, and lady up there in Montana, Summer Dre.
Oh, yeah, Summer Dre, yes.
Please get those products from him, because they work and they help your health, and that's a way for helping to sponsor these people. And so I just say to both of you gentlemen, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for enduring and staying in the fight. And thank you for both for your courage so much for speaking out against evil, which is not a popular thing to do today. So thank you both so very, very much. And God bless you both. And I'll let someone else get on here. God bless you both.
Thank you for the call, Daryl. Thank you. And folks, keep your prayer also. Daryl's going through some physical situations. He needs help. Physically, ask God if it would touch him, strengthen him. Sound Bill's right side is about useless to him as far as using it because of his stroke. So please keep there on your prayers on that. I mean, he's trying his best, still sending out emails all the time, updates, and he can barely type. This man's a warrior. He's got probably a lot more tenacity than I do. So keep him in your prayers. Please do that. Let's go to Canada and talk to Jeff. Jeff, welcome. Come on in.
Well, hi, yeah, it's good to talk to you both of you. I was a big fan of Tex Mars. I really loved him when he was in the movie Marching to Zion. I loved that movie. This whole thing is worldwide, of course. Look what we have here. And isn't there a Bible passage that says that a punishment of people is to have rulers over them who hate them? Hate them? Is that in the Bible?
Oh, yeah, that is. That's Psalm 106. And I always get that back.
Well,
Psalm 106,
now.
Psalm 96, one of their, he said, I'll put rulers over them and hate them. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what we have. I mean, you look at the United States, or maybe I should call it the United States, they're all Jews in Biden's cabinet, almost all of them. You can't get elected unless you bow down to Israel. They go to all of them with AIPAC, and if you don't go along with them, you can't get elected. Totally controlled. And here I hear one host, I'll name him, John Moore on the thing. He says, he talks about the socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims. The Muslims don't control anything. They just control everything. They control the networks. They control the government. They control the banking institutions, the whole thing. And who are their camp followers or their slaves? Well, the quote Christian, I put Christian in quotes, Zionists, the Hagees and people like that. Him and his despicable organization, AIPAC, they're some of the lowest scum on the planet. They go and they sit by while children are being slaughtered in Gaza and say nothing. Or even call in one of them, well, I said some member of Congress said that they should use the nukes on them or something. And these supposed to be Christians? I wouldn't associate with them. I was in one of their accursed churches up here for a very short time till I found out that they were dispensations using the Schofield Bible. I told them straight out. I said Schofield was a dirtbag. And he says, oh, he was a mixed bag. That was the end of it for me. And I'm finished with these people. The only churches we have here are sodomite churches and some of these dispensational churches. And you know what? They're equally bad. It's an apostasy. This whole Christian Zionism thing, this coming from the Schofield Bible, this is what's causing the United States' downfall. The wars that it causes and all the deaths and everything. This is the major thing. I've latched on to the United States because the United States is being used, having their wealth sucked away to promote their interests. That's one of the major things that's happening in the United States, and all of these churches are going along with it. As far as the shot goes, Michael Yaden, he was the top researcher at Pfizer, said that these shots were, and this is his words, were designed to injure and kill. Designed, that's what he said. One of the top virologists on the planet. Here, you couldn't go anywhere into a restaurant or whatever. You couldn't go without a vaccine passport. And, of course, that was the same in many places. That stuff is gone now, but I still see a few people wearing masks, not many, but... It kicked me out of my hobby. Playing in bands, couldn't go into a Legion where they rehearsed, so that was the end of it for me playing in big bands and jazz bands, and it kind of bugged me. But, you know, I'd rather set my bases on fire than to take that deadly poison or any vaccine. All vaccines are dangerous and deadly. That's how I view it.
Well, Jake, so, I got to jump to the call. Jake, I'm sorry. Jeff got the call here, but thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you. And folks, we need to stop taking dispensationalist word for things. And out for years, I was led to believe that the nation we call Israel today is Israel. The Bible is not. The teaching I just finished, American Prophecy, explains that series very simply and very clearly. I give scripture to back up everything I say. And folks, all I can do is offer to you to learn from. If you don't want to learn it, that's okay. Go back to your happy place or whatever it is and eat your hot dog and be happy. But if you want the truth on prophecy, I'm going to tell you what it is. On the DVD or CD, and when you want, you'll see what it is. Let's go to Nebraska and talk to Jake. Jake, welcome. Come on in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a pastor in Moscow, Idaho, that has a large and growing church, and I think he's doing a good job, and he was fighting this COVID nonsense, and his name is Doug Wilson, and recently, like this week or last week, he was on TCN, that's Tucker Carlson Network, and Tucker was interviewing him because Doug Wilson is in that culture war, you know, and getting the liberals angry at him for having such a strong influence in his community and stuff like that. So
When I make him mad or no, hit the target. Amen. Go ahead.
I just wanted to put his name out there, and
if you can, send me his information. I'd like to talk to him. I really would.
Well, he might be in a bigger league than you are, so I don't know if he has time for a shortwave radio, but I'll send it to you. Yeah,
send it to me. You never know. You know, I talk to everybody from actors on down to people like me, just old hillbillies like Jerry tonight. But we cover them all.
Yeah,
and that's a fact. But I've been blessed to have a worldwide broadcast now for 31 years. Can you believe that? I'm getting old, Jerry. But Jake, I appreciate the info. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Do appreciate it. You know. And by the way, folks, if you ever listen to this broadcast other than shortwave, go to our website, PastorButch.com. You'll see many, many internet sites that carry us, many of them. You'll see stations all over the country, especially in Northwest, that carry this program over the weekends. I mean, we're blessed. I'm so blessed, Jerry. I sat up my back deck this evening, a little bit windy here today, but the apple blossoms were blooming, and up breeze blew just right. It smelled like you sitting in a I don't know. There's no perfume to describe the smell of apple blossoms. There's no such thing. But to sit out there in the back porch, no houses around me. There's not a house in sight. To watch deer licking salt off the cow salt down here in the field, smell those apple blossoms, just sit there and enjoy the quiet of God and meditate and pray. I'm blessed. I've had a beautiful wife for almost 53 years now. I have 3 growing sons, 6 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. So I've been blessed beyond words. I really have. I have no reason to complain in my life. I don't. He's pulled me rotten, tell you the truth. Would you say the same thing?
Oh, most definitely. You know, we were talking this morning when we called each other. And, you know, when I started working for Tex 25 years ago, I never envisioned myself behind the mic or writing the articles or doing everything I can to follow what Tex began. But everything, God has an order for us, and you have to listen to him.
Amen.
But he puts us in these positions, and that's how I got here. I am immeasurably blessed. I've got a wife that puts up with me every day. And everybody calls and says, "How's Leslie doing?" I said, "Well, she's mean and nasty as always."
And I always tell Marcia's meaner than a snake. I understand. Yeah, okay.
But, you know, she is a precious, precious part of me. She, you know, and I love the story that when God made Eve, he didn't take it from his head to be above him or from his feet to be below him, but from a rib to be beside him. And that's my wife. She's my soulmate. Leslie is right beside me. She gets behind me every now and then and puts a foot in my backside to get me motivated. But by and large, she is she's my best friend, and she is one of my biggest supporters.
Amen.
And I am blessed. And just like you, I can sit on the back porch and I can watch 10 or 20 doe just grazing out in the back. I've got cedar trees and oak trees, beautiful oak trees.
And just we are flat out of time.
Marvel.
Jerry, very quickly, tell me how to hear your program very quickly.
Go to powerofprophecy.com. There's a navigational bar that tells you how to listen to us, how to subscribe to the newsletter.
All right, thank you, Jerry. Love you, brother. Folks, we'll see you a little bit off tomorrow between 8 and 4 Eastern. Love to talk to you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen.
You know what, Todd?
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.